Vai Kunta. Na, never. Rajanti, approach. Agabidaha, I'm the vanquisher of all kinds of sins. Rachana, of the creation. Anuvadat, than narrations. Shrinvanti, hear. Yea, those who. Anya, other. Vishaya, subject matter. Pukataha, bad words. Matignihi, killing intelligence. Ya, which. Tu, but. Shuta, are heard. Hatabagai, unfortunate. Nvibihi, by men. Ata, taken away. Sada, values of life. Tan, tan, such persons. Kshipanti, are thrown. Asharaneshu, devoid of all shelter. Tamapsu, in the darkest part of material existence. Hanta, alas. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is very much regrettable that unfortunate people do not discuss the description of the Vaikuntha planets, but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. Purport. The most unfortunate persons are the impersonalists, who cannot understand the transcendental variegatedness of the spiritual world. They are afraid to talk about the beauty of the Vaikuntha planets because they think that variegatedness must be material. Such impersonalists think that the spiritual world is completely void. Or in other words, that there is no variegatedness. This mentality is described here as ku kata mati gni. Intelligence bewildered by unworthy words. The philosophies of voidness and of the impersonal situation of the spiritual world are condemned here because they bewilder one's intelligence. How can the impersonalist and the void philosopher think of this material world, which is full of variegatedness, and then say that there is no variegatedness in the spiritual world? It is said that this material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So unless there is variegatedness in the spiritual world, how can there be temporary variegatedness in the material world? That one can transcend this material world does not imply that there is no transcendental variegatedness. Here in the Bhagavatam, in this verse particularly, it is stressed that people who try to discuss and understand the real spiritual nature of the spiritual sky and the Vaikunthas are fortunate. The variegatedness of the Vaikuntha planets is described in relation to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But instead of trying to understand the spiritual abode and the spiritual activities of the Lord, people are more interested in politics and economic developments. They hold many conventions, meetings and discussions to solve the problems of this worldly situation, where they can remain for only a few years. But they are not interested in understanding the spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. If they are at all fortunate, they become interested in going back home, back to Godhead. But unless they understand the spiritual world, they rot in this material darkness continuously. Prabhupada talks their thoughts about two different kinds of materialists who talk about useless topics. He first talks in the purport about the impersonalist, and then in the second half he talks about the gross materialist. In both cases, the problem is distraction of attention. And the solution is to refocus your attention properly. This is the whole program of yoga, to attain samadhi, proper fixing of the intelligence in the proper object. Vayam dvitiya binivesa taksyat. Fearful condition of material life is brought about simply by becoming distracted. It's consciousness that's distracted. Consciousness is the pivot. Even false ego, more essentially. Intelligence, mind, are directed by the false ego. According to what you think you are, you decide your priorities on the basis of what you think you are. I'm a businessman, so I have to do business. And doing business involves making money. And making money involves so many things. So based on the idea that I'm a businessman, your priorities are set, and you have a whole program, a whole agenda established. First, starting with the ego, the identity. If I think I have nothing to do with business, then you're going to have an entirely different program. You're not going to work hard to make money. You're not going to try. So false ego is the pivot. It's what turns your natural life into an unnatural life. What makes spiritual material is your misidentification. Bayam dvitiya binivesa taksyat. Turn away from Krishna. Give up your identity that you're Krishna's servant. Ishada petasya vipariyo asmitihi. Turn away from Krishna. Forget who you are. And come up with some false idea of who you think you are. This is the whole basis of our problem. But then the ramifications are very complex. The materialists are trying to become successful in this false endeavor. And the impersonalists understand that it's false and they're trying to rectify it, but they're trying to rectify it by simple negation. They think there cannot be, the variety is bad, therefore there cannot be any variety in the reality. Wrong. The transcendental reality is full of variety, and therefore we have to focus on that variety. Real samadhi is saguna. It doesn't mean material. We want nirguna samadhi, nirvikalpaka samadhi, in the sense we don't want to distract ourselves into anything material. But we do want to become distracted into the spiritual variety. That's not only not wrong, it's our only solution, is to absorb ourselves in thought of the spiritual variety. Nothing else needs to be done. Why deal with the problems we have on the peripheral basis? We're dealing with the symptoms and not going to the root of the disease. You cure the root disease of the disease, and the symptoms will clear up naturally by themselves. Change your identity. Focus your attention on the spiritual variety. Is that prearranged? And then all your problems will be solved. The symptoms of problems with the mind, the symptoms of having to do so many things you don't want to do, undesirable sense engagements, some of them pious, some of them impious, but all anarthas, all of them irrelevant to your real spiritual functioning. My pious and impious material activities, they will naturally dissolve when I become interested in thinking about Krishna and thinking of the spiritual variety. But I have to have the adhikar. I have to be fit to engage in this process of remembering about Krishna. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody can find the determination, the desire even, to do this. Not everybody can be interested in hearing about Krishna. Not that hearing about Krishna is particularly difficult. You can sit back and just open your ears and let someone talk. You have to be willing to listen. You have to have some trust in the person who's talking, otherwise you won't listen. Otherwise you might be distracted into something else. So Krishna explains to Uddhava, Tavat karmani kuravita nirvidyata yavata matpata shravanada aval yavad shradhana jayate. You're going to have to continue in your material entanglement, executing your material duties. Tarvat karmani kuravita. You won't be allowed to enter the process of pure devotional service. Na nirvidyata yavata, until you lose your interest in it. As long as we still think that it's important to make money, to fulfill our material obligations, we're going to be stuck with them. Until we say, it's not important, Krishna will take care of everything. I'll do what I have to do, but my prime interest is to listen to Krishna's katha. Nanivijeta, you have to lose interest in the material entanglement. And that's the negative side, and you have to shraddha na jayate. You have to develop some conviction in the value of. You have to learn how to properly evaluate the importance of Krishna katha. You have to consider it worthwhile to give your attention to that, to take some of your attention away from making money and succeeding in this world, to just listening to Krishna katha. Maybe not stop 100% your material activities, but at least give some time to Krishna. One has to develop some interest and some faith. The word is shraddha. Faith in the process. Believe it, that it works, that it's effective, that it's invaluable and important to simply hear about Krishna. That sounds very simple, but even devotees who have been practicing for decades can lose their taste, can lose their faith in hearing and chanting. Maya is very strong. She can drag us back into material entanglement just by a few tricks. Just snap her fingers and wiggle her nose, and all of a sudden we're back in illusion. We're thinking that we have more important things to do than hear about the spiritual variety. And we lose our taste because of material distraction. We can fall down because of offenses, because of violating the rules, and also just by being distracted into materialism. One who becomes too materialistic, he loses the taste, and he can't find the time to chant 16 rounds and hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily. The bee bag and the books will rot on the shelf. Yeah. Even for a devotee who's been practicing for many years. So we have to safeguard our ruchi, our taste for hearing and chanting. It's the most valuable thing we have. We may have some money that we have to hide away, but more valuable than that, it has to be protected even more assiduously, is our taste for hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions or comments?
Comment about this. I used to be reading the Supadeshamrita, remember?
Yes.
And Prabhupada tell me about my Vadis and how people like to read my Vadis things and listen to their stories. And
yes.
And,
I remember
a few days back I picked up the show Rubin the magazine, and not that I without any interest looked at it because it sounded good to me.
Yeah.
Not that I completely.
Mayavadi magazine, the one I brought back?
Yeah, but then I just read one article and then inquired from you into this Mayavadi stuff here. So they talk about God with nothing more.
Talked about Lord Chaitanya in the first article, really? But he got the story completely wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I just discovered in my heart also some just like vain interest to read some stories there, although I'm just not interested in my life in general. But
yeah.
It's just, you know, I just put out the magazine, some stories, this and that, British liberation, you know, all the person from British rule, you know, this and that. And, good interest. Probably don't even come in touch with my life at all, don't listen from the thing with snake,
yes.
You know,
yes.
And poison with bananas, you know.
Snake poison with bananas!
No, snake poison crazy with bananas, you know. The more you listen from mice, no matter how nice the stories are, you get the poison, you know.
Yes. Is that a Mayavadi story you're reading here?
What?
What are you reading? The Mayavadi story?
No.
Okay.
So just really so many just all business.
Thank you. Okay, I'm Glory Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.